And then another thing in terms of a change when it comes to the Rooney Rule. We go back to Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, when he was on Greeny with Mike Greenberg about the change the NFL are determined to make sure the Rooney Rule is a lot better in terms of being diversified in their thinking.
The league is upset about the lack of minority hiring in head coach and GM positions, so they're trying to find a way to sort of legislate changes. And one of the proposals that will be brought up today and voted on today would award additional draft picks, 2 third-round compensatory picks, to a team that developed a minority coach or executive that was hired by another team as a GM. And for instance, if Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, gets a head coach job this offseason, the Chiefs would get an extra third-round pick in the 21 draft and an extra third-round pick in the 22 draft. And so the idea is to incentivize teams to put these guys in positions where they become, I guess, more attractive head coaches to teams that just haven't been hiring them. And same thing with in the front offices with the GM roles. So I think that's got a pretty good chance to pass.
Why should somebody be incentivized to open their eyes?
It just feels like a bribe. Makes you feel, at least me, a little dirty. Hey, if you have a young minority coach and you just nurture him and help him become a better coach and he gets a head coaching job, we're going to give you a third-round pick. Congratulations. Man, what? Hold on a second.
It just drives me
Eric Bieniemy should already be – we can go on down though. Jim Caldwell should still be the head coach of the damn Detroit Lions.
Todd Bowles should still be the head coach.
But – so now we're back to this, right? We're back to bribing teams. Remember, this happened last year, and it got shot down, and now we're coming back. If you develop one a minority coach, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, right? And
female.
Yeah, female, and they become a head coach, we're gonna give you a third rounder. That tastes like just awful vinegar on my palate when I say it.
Because it is awful vinegar on anybody's palate except in the National Football League. You shouldn't have to pay somebody to open their eyes and determine the best candidates. That's what this is. It is organized money. You know what? If you do the right thing by actually having a thought process where you open up the box and consider all candidates, no matter who they are, no matter what color, creed, religion, whatever that is, guess what? We'll pay you. We'll make sure it benefits you. Not just benefit the team that's going to take on a head coach that they believe in. No, we're going to have the team that nurtured him and benefit you from that standpoint. It's just idiotic how you have a chance to do the right thing and really put your hammer down for you, the NFL, to say, why are you guys the last bastions of having a lack of diversity in your thinking? Instead, because you had a lack of diversity, we're going to pay you for continuing to have that if you happen to luck upon a minority candidate that has a chance to be a head coach somewhere else.
What you said. I'm with you. I mean, I don't get it, and I don't know why you have to offer up a third round pick to open your eyes and realize, you know what? I don't care what that person looks like. That's a football coach. That's a leader, and I want him. Shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't be that hard, but I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We all live on planet Earth.